Page 23, side two, House Committee on Judiciary. Friday, March 16th, 1:30 p.m., Room 350, Subcommittee 2, Public Hearing and Work Session on HJR 5 and SJR 1.
Hearing will come to order. This is a public hearing and possible work session on House Joint Resolution Number 5 and Senate Joint Resolution Number 1, both of which are worded identically and both of which would amend the United States Constitution, provide Oregon's ratification for the proposal, giving Washington, D.C. status as a state for purposes of representation in Congress. For those of you who are in the audience who aren't familiar with our procedures, I would say that we are operating as a subcommittee. It will take four votes to do any work today, probably because of visitors to the Capitol and other duties the legislators have. We will not take any final action on the bill today by virtue of referring it to the full committee, but we do want to make sure that everyone in the state for whom it is convenient who wants to be heard on this bill will be able to be heard before the committee takes any further action. So for that reason, we deliberately have scheduled this work session today in order to accommodate people who might not have been able to make our first session. I have only one witness signed up today, and so I'll take that witness first. If after that witness testifies there are other persons who wish to testify, we would be more than happy to hear from you. This has been obviously a controversial issue with many people. We would ask you to keep your testimony direct and to the point, and if a speaker before you has already made a point, it's sufficient for our purposes if you simply indicate agreement or disagreement with the points raised by that person. The first person I have signed up is Sherry Hoser. Am I correct in the pronunciation? Hoser. Would you identify yourself and your address for the record, Sherry, and also the organization you represent?
Sure. I'm Sherry Hoser. I'm the state coordinator for the National Organization for Women. I'm also a legislative assistant to Gretchen Gafori, and although I'm here on behalf of NOW today, I think I can also speak for Gretchen. Sure. This House Joint Resolution 5 and Senate Joint Resolution 1 are both national priorities for NOW as an organization. We think that everyone has the right to legislative representation, and such right is fundamental in a democratic society. Feminists have always recognized and fought for universal suffrage as a basic human right. The nearly 1 million persons who reside in the District of Columbia have been denied this right, basic right, on issues before the U.S. Congress, which affect their welfare and welfare of every American. A constitutional amendment has been proposed, and we support that amendment and hope that you will pass it out and that the legislature will pass it out.
Thank you very much. Questions or witness from members of the committee? Thank you. Anyone else wish to be heard on the proposal that's pending before us today? For the record, we have distributed to the committee the information of those who are present, a memorandum to Joan Robinson, the committee administrator, from Diane Colvin, who's a research analyst with the legislature's Office of Legislative Research, and it's entitled District of Columbia Representation in Congress, dated March 6, 1979, and it deals with a question that arose in the prior hearing as to whether or not it would be constitutional to permit D.C. residents voting rights in Maryland congressional elections as an alternative to granting full voting representation in the Congress for the district itself as a city or a city-state. And the memorandum goes on to argue that there are grave constitutional difficulties with that particular alternative to the proposal that is before us now. In addition, the committee has received for its files a document entitled Action Alert from the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, dated February 15, 1979. Addressed to concerned gun owners in Oregon from Brad Peterson, Projects Director, apparently of that Citizens Committee, and dealing with Oregon hearings on the D.C. Representation Amendment. And I think it's fair to say that the gist of the memorandum is to oppose ratification of the D.C. Amendment on the basis that it would tend to dilute the power of the states concerning constitutional amendments and would add gun control advocates to the United States Senate. So that will be received in the files and the hearing records also. Is there anything further? Does anyone else here wish to testify? Okay. We are powerless to act because of the absence of a quorum, and it's doubtful to the chair that we will have a quorum today. As I indicated again, we want to make very sure on a controversial issue of this kind that every member of the public is satisfied that he or she has had at least one opportunity to be heard. And it's certainly my intention and the intention of the chair of the committee that no one will think we're trying to railroad something through that hasn't been carefully heard and as to which an opportunity to be heard hasn't been offered. So with that, if there's no further business or no further announcements, we'll adjourn the meeting. Thank you for attending.